When love becomes intense, you may press the other's body with nails or scratch them. It is used together with biting, only by those to whom the practice is agreeable. Those with medium passion should make their nails pointed, like the beak of a parrot. This was so much for an 11-year-old brain to take in, as he skim-read his mother's Kama Sutra on Christmas Eve. Had my mum really spilt oil down my stepdad's back when she carried it across the kitchen when it was hot? Or had she, in reality, ripped his skin off with her... her parrot's beak-like fingernails during their love play? The more you hurt someone, the more you love them, right? That's how I'd been brought up. That's how I'd see love play out in front of me from my parents. The more you hurt someone, the stronger they get. The more you hurt me, the stronger I become. I'm anti-fragile, I'm unbreakable. Nothing tends to increase love as much as the effects of marking with nails and biting. Everything I'd been through in my childhood had led me to this moment. Spider-Man, bitten by a spider, becomes a superhero. Banana Man eats a banana and becomes invulnerable. And me, bitten by the Kama Sutra, had become a sexual marvel. The more I read, I suddenly and inexplicably found myself floating. Floating! Floating out of that bed and into the upper reaches of my bedroom. This was no dream. This was reality. This was a Christmas miracle. And I suddenly knew then what I had to do. I must bring love to the world. Now I knew what love was. I must fly around the world tonight, on Christmas Eve, and bring love to the world, deliver my presence of sexual knowledge and satisfaction to the world. And before you say, that's disgusting, don't forget I was an 11-year-old child. How could it be disgusting? If I kissed kids, that was allowed. I was 11. And if I had sex with adults, I was really the victim. It's all about perspective, you see. So I open the window onto the dark night sky and looked up to the stars, knowing that they were no longer the limit. And I flew high into the air. And then immediately back down again when I realized I really had to start with next door and work my way around the world until I ended with Miss Broccoli, my ultimate sexual goal, my English teacher. So I nervously worked my way down next door's chimney, just kind of jam myself into the chimney and work myself into the flat of the guy that lived next door. I didn't know his name, but he ran an electrical shop and he had a big beard. I fell with a crash and a gust of soot into his lounge. "What the fuck are you doing?" he exclaimed. "Well, sir, I'm a sexual Santa," I offered, "powered by the Kama Sutra. It is my destiny on Christmas Eve to fly around every single house in the world and deliver my present of increased sexual knowledge to all." "Fuck off," he said, "or I'll call the police." I could not help him. He had been a bad little boy and therefore couldn't be helped. But if I had learned one thing from childhood, then this was it. The knockbacks would actually make me stronger. And they gave me more power. And as I was chucked out onto the street, I flew away with increased gusto, far, far greater speed. And you know what? I looked down at my nails and they'd been shaped into the formation of a parrot's beak. I had only scratched the surface. Now was my time to go deep. Fly, karma comedian, fly. And come back immediately to the house next door. The next house, the smelly man who ran the estate agents and hadn't had sex for years. He just masturbated. Stay strong, little sexual marvel. You will need all the staying power of an 11-year-old sting. Fly!